Lord, we're thankful that we can study your word at this time.
所以主要我们非常感恩, 在这个时候呢,
Our prayer is that you will teach us as we consider its truth on this occasion.
所以我们的祷告是呢, 您呢,
We're thankful, Lord, for everyone who is here. And we acknowledge we couldn't all be together if we didn't have this electronic apparatus. We thank you for it.
女主啊，我们也感谢呢，我们的所有的人呢都可以聚到这里学习，因为呢，如果我们没有这个像这样的电子方面的这样的一个手段的话呢，我们就不能来，所以我们非常感恩。
So our prayer, Lord, is that you will speak to each heart this evening.
女主啊，我们的祷告是您会对我们的每个人内心说话。
We pray that you will bring along others who might be able to benefit as well.
所以我们呢，就是也祈求您呢会把其他的人带来，也许他们也可以受益。
And we give thanks for all of these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩的都是奉主我们的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, the book of Luke, chapter 8, this evening.
路加福音第8章，今天晚上。
And we're going to start reading in verse 51. We read up to verse 50 last time we were together last Saturday.
这个里面呢，就是我们要从第51节开始来读。上个星期六呢，我们停到了第50节。
So, the story is that a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, had a daughter who was very, very sick.
因为我们这个里面呢，就是说是有一个故事，故事呢就是说是他的名字叫雅鲁，雅鲁他是那个管会堂的一个人，他的女儿呢病得非常的重。
And so he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come and heal her.
所以呢，祈求主耶稣基督去他家呢治愈他。
Now that was not the usual way for the Lord to heal people. Usually they came to him.
因为这个并不是一个普通的方式呢，主呢去治愈别人。通常呢，那些病人呢都来到主这里。
But for some reason, this girl, though being only 12 years old, was unable to travel. She may have had a disease that kept her in the house.
所以出于某种原因呢，这个女孩子呢大概12岁，并且呢她的疾病呢让她不能够就是说是离开家。
And so instead of carrying her to Jesus, Jairus said, "Could you come to my house and heal her?"
他们并没有把他带到主耶稣基督那里，让主耶稣基督治愈。他跟主耶稣基督说：“来到我家治愈他。”
And amazingly, Jesus said he would.
所以呢，非常惊奇的是，主耶稣基督说呢：“我会去的。”
I think we fail to realize how much our Lord Jesus loves us.
所以呢，我认为呢，我们就是不知道主耶稣基督呢是有多么的爱我们。
It would certainly not be convenient for Jesus to go and heal his daughter, but he did.
对主耶稣基督来说呢，当然呢，去到他家去治愈他不是很方便，但是他却去了。
And then you'll remember that on the way he was delayed, interrupted, if you like, because he met a woman who had a flowing blood. She had a hemorrhage that could not be controlled.
So你们大家也知道呢，在那个路上呢，他被打断了，或者说是有人让他停住了。这个事情呢，因为一个女的，她呢患那个血漏呢也很长时间了。
And so, as Jesus delayed on the way to heal Jairus' daughter died.
所以呢，因为主耶稣基督呢延迟了去到耶路的家里治愈他的女儿，所以他女儿死了。
But it's interesting and wonderful that nothing stops the Lord from being good to those who request his help.
这个非常有意思是呢，主耶稣基督呢，没有任何人可以阻止主耶稣基督去治愈那些人。
And so, even though the daughter was dead, he decided he was go to the house anyway.
这就算知道呢，那个他的女儿也死了，那么说呢，主耶稣还是决定去。
So that's our story up to verse 50. Now we'll start reading verse 51.
这是我们的故事呢，就直到第50节。现在呢，我们要开始从51节开始读。
When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl.
这第50节说，耶稣进了他家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女孩的父母，不许任何人进去。
And so, verse 52 says, Now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, Do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead.
52节说，众人都为这女孩哀哭捶胸，耶稣却说：“不要哭，她不是死了，是睡了。”他们晓得女孩已经死了，就耻笑耶稣。
So as he went into the house to heal the daughter, the mourners were in the house. They were all crying, they were all weeping, and Jesus said, "Don't worry, she's just sleeping." And they said, "That's nonsense. We know she's dead."
也这里面，当主耶稣基督进了房子里要去治愈他的时候呢，因为那周围的人呢都在哀哭捶胸。那么主耶稣基督说呢，不要哭，他不是死了，是睡了。那么说他们那些人说这个完全没有道理，因为我们都知道那个女孩死了。
Now, verse 53 says, verse 54 says, but he put them all out, took her by the hand, and called, saying, Little girl, arise. And then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat.
第54节说呢，耶稣把他们都赶出去，然后拉着他的手呼叫说：“女孩，起来吧，她的灵便回来。”她立刻就起来了。耶稣吩咐给她吃的。
Amazing. He simply says to the girl who was dead, Little girl, arise. And she got up. She had her life returned to her just by what Jesus said.
你这个女人非常神奇的是，主耶稣呢就说：“女孩，起来吧。”哎呀，这个是女孩呢，她就起来了。她呢，她所那个苏醒的，她的灵回来呢，只是因为主耶稣基督说了一句话，
Absolutely wonderful.
绝对奇妙的。
And verse 56, her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened.
56节说，他的父母惊奇得很，但耶稣嘱咐他们不要把所做的事告诉人。
That's very strange. You would have thought that he would have been happy to have everyone tell people what he had done.
你这个里面呢，就是非常奇怪的，因为你想呢，主呢，可能想要所有人知道他所做的事情。
So the question is why?
那么问题是为什么呢？
And I think one of the reasons is that though he were able to heal, to raise the dead, it was not his plan to raise all the dead in that manner.
这个里面呢，我认为呢，就是说是他尽管呢，他可以让人呢从死里复活，但是呢，这个并不是他的计划，他的计划就是说是以这种方式让所有的人都复活。
And so I think it's true. We see as we read the Bible, we see the Lord Jesus doing many wonderful things, but that doesn't mean to say that he is going to do all those miracles for us. He can, but when he was alive, we're only told the details of his raising a few people from the dead. He probably raised more. We're not told of them.
因为这个非常有意思的是呢，就是说是我们呢知道看到了主耶稣基督呢行了那么多的神迹，但是呢他并不总是说是在我们所有的人身上呢都行一样的神迹。所以呢，在圣经里我们读到呢主耶稣基督呢 他呢让几个人呢从死里复活，他呢也许可以让更多的，也许还有更多的没有记载在圣经里，他让他们复活了。
But it is not God's plan to raise all of us from the dead. People still die. All people still die.
但这个并不是神的计划，让我们所有的人呢都从死里复活。但是呢，人复活了以后还会要死，所以人呢一直都在死。
And so the question is, why this story? Why, would he raise the dead if not all people should be raised from the dead?
于先生就是问题是为什么他要让他从死里复活？如果说其他的人都不应该从死里复活的话。
And the proof, the first meaning, or the first reason would be that we see him raise this woman, this girl from the dead, in order to prove that he can.
因为原因是呢，我们看到了这个女孩呢从死里复活，这样就证明了她能够让人从死里复活。
Remember, God can and does many things, but not necessarily at our command or in our sphere of influence.
你这个里面呢，大家记住，神呢，他可以做很多的事情，但是呢，并不是说是让我们去命令他做，或者说我们的思想去影响他去做。
Our God made the universe, He made the stars, He made the hummingbirds, but we don't get to do that, but we know that He can.
因为我们的那个神呢，他创造了，就是说是宇宙，他创造了整个的地球上东西，他也创造了蜂鸟，但是呢，我们知道他是能够做的。
And so, in order to keep people from assuming that anyone could be raised from the dead, we hear now that he tells them, "Don't tell people I did it. Don't go around telling people because many people might come and say, 'You raise him, you can raise my daughter too.'"
这个里面呢，就是以便呢，就是说是让别人为了避免让别人所有的人都知道，就是说是都可以从死里复活。所以主耶稣基督呢，就是告诉他们，就是说你不要去告诉别人，如果你告诉别人，那别人也会来说呢，啊，我的女儿也死了，也要让她从死里复活。
So, in a wonderful way, he showed his ability and he showed his love and he showed the picture of raising the dead in that all of us who trust him will have eternal life. He will raise all who believe in him from the dead. That's wonderful.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这样呢，我们他的这么去做呢，是我们知道他的能力，他的爱，所以呢，他呢就是有这样的能力，让人从死里复活。那么说呢，就是说所有相信他的人呢，就会在将来会有永生。那么是在最后呢，所有相信主耶稣基督的人呢，都会从死里复活。
Now you will note that only Peter and James and John of the disciples were there on this occasion.
于是你知道呢，只有那个彼得、约翰和雅各，在这种情况下呢，只有这三个门徒和他在一起。
He had 12 disciples. Why didn't the other nine come with him?
还有12个门徒，为什么其他的9个没有跟着来呢？
And there's maybe many reasons for that. One of them is this, that there are certain people who are closer to the Lord and see more power, see more wonder than other people.
你这个里面呢，就是说也可能有其他的很多的原因，但这里呢，有一部分人呢，他们跟主耶稣基督呢靠得很近，这样呢，他们可以看到他更多的奇迹，看到他更多的奇妙。
The phrase that I use frequently is God does not bestow his greatest blessings on the casual.
你这个里面的这个，我经常所用的是呢，神呢。他呢，就是说是总是说是，并不是说把他的那个大大的赐福赐给那些随便的人。
The Apostle Paul, for example, was carried up to heaven. He saw things that he wasn't able to tell people. He alone saw it. And We know that it's true because what Paul says is true, but we don't have the opportunity to experience that. Each person should rise to his own level, but keep on going, getting closer to God. The closer you get to the Lord, the more wonderful you will see it is.
这里面就是说，我们知道那个使徒保罗，他被神呢单独的带到天上去了。他被在神单独带到天上去的原因，是因为呢，他可以把他所看到的东西告诉所有其他的人。所以我们每个人呢，不一定都有那样的机会被单独带到天上去。但是我们所说的是，我们每个人都在自己的这个水平上。但是我们要尽量的去靠近主，这样呢，我们可以得到更多的赐福。
So chapter 9 now says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases.
我们翻到路加福音第九章，第九章第一节说呢，耶稣叫起了12个门徒，给他们权力、权柄，治服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。
So in this case now, it's the 12 disciples, not just the three. They're all going to preach the truth of God, and they've all been given supernatural abilities over demons and disease.
也就是你们现在呢是主耶稣基督的12个门徒，在这种情况下不是三个，他们12个门徒呢，他们初期呢就是传道，传道，所以他们所有的人呢都赐给了他们主的赐给了他们这样的一个超自然的这样的能力，这样的能力就是能够去制服那个鬼和治病。
And then he sends them out, giving them instructions as to how they should go to preach.
因为他们把他们拆出去呢，就给他们一些指示，让他们怎样去那个传道。
Verse 2, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece.
第二节说呢，又差他们去传讲神的国，医治病人。对他们说呢，你们行路的时候，什么也不要带，不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银钱，也不要带2件上衣。
Now, of course, those are very peculiar instructions.
所以当然呢，这些都是一些特别的指令。
Usually, when you're sent on a job, the boss gives you provision for the way.
通常呢，你的老板让你出差的时候呢，他会提供你在路上所需要的。So
on one occasion, my boss sent me to the other side of the world. He gave me a first-class air ticket. He gave me money. He gave me lots of things before I went.
因为过去呢，我的老板呢派我到欧洲去工作，所以呢，他给我买了头等舱的机票，然后呢，给了我很多钱，还有很多其他东西，以便我在那边能工作。And
so I carried some money and I carried my traveler's checks with me and I had lots of money from him as I went.
所以呢，就是说我把它给我的钱带上，我带上那些旅行支票。所以呢，我去的时候呢，我手上带着很多的钱。
But he says, no, I want you to go exactly the opposite way. Take nothing for your journey. Don't take a staff. Don't take a bag. Don't take bread for your food. Don't take money. Just go.
因为那个主说呢，对他们说呢，我跟你们的指令恰恰相反，你们什么也不要带，你们也不要带那个拐杖、口袋，也不要带食物，也不要带银钱，也不要带衣服，就走就行了。
And so verse 4 says, whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart, and whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them.
第四节说，无论进哪一家，就住在那里，也从那里起行。凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候，要把脚上的尘土跺下去，见证他们的不是。
So the question is, why did he give them these instructions?
现在的问题是，为什么他要给他们这样的指示？
Well, when I went on my long journey from my company, I didn't really have to worry very much. I just said, I've got all this money. The company sent me. Everything is going to be fine.
你当我去做我的长途旅行的时候呢，我根本就不担心这个，因为我说呢，公司给我的钱我都带上以后呢，我就去了，那一切都不会有事儿。
But when these went, they were going to have to pray as they went. The Lord said, I will take care of you. I'm just not going to give you the money in advance. I will give you everything you need as you go.
但是这些人呢，他们出去呢是有工作要做的，他们是要去传道的。但是主说呢，我不会再提前把你所需要的东西给你，但是呢，你到了那里的时候呢，我会供应你在那里所需要的。
Well, that's kind of scary, actually.
就这个有点令人害怕，是不是？
What if you get halfway there and you don't have enough money to buy a sandwich on the road?
所以呢，如果你走到半路上，你根本没有足够的钱买一个三明治吃，那怎么办呢？
What if you go into the city and nobody says, come and stay at my house?
所以呢，如果你走到一个城市里，那些没有任何人邀请你到他家里去住，那怎么办？
And you could say, well, I guess I could sleep under the tree.
你可以说呢，我可以在树上睡觉。
But then what if it rains?
但是呢，如果下雨了怎么办？
So if you were to go that way, what would you do?
所以呢，如果你也是以这种方式去的话，你会怎么做？
Well, you would pray a great deal as you go, wouldn't you?
所以你走的这一路上，你要一直祷告，是不是呢？
You'd pray all day, every day.
你呢，就每天都祷告，一整天都祷告。
You'd say, Lord, it's 5 o'clock and I'm hungry and I don't have any money. How am I going to eat tonight?
因为你就说主啊，已经5点钟了，我非常的饿，但是呢，我却没有钱呢，就是去买东西吃。那么今天晚上我住哪里呢？
And so you would pray.
所以你会祷告。
Now, would everyone be willing to go on a journey like this?
所以是不是每个人都想去做这样一个旅行呢？
And the answer is no.
答案
You're
是。
not going to go unless you believe God can look after you.
对，那不是的，因为那是每一个呢去的人呢，都会要相信呢，神会供应他的。
And I certainly wouldn't have gone on a long trip for my employer. But I knew he would look after me because he gave me all the money in advance.
因为如果我的雇主呢，他让我去做长途旅行，他不给我东西的话呢，我不会去。但是我去呢，是因为他提前把钱都给我了。
But if he had said to me, you go, and when you come back, I'll give you the money.
但如果我的老板说呢，你去，等你回来时候，我再把钱给你。
And I would say, well, what if he doesn't give me the money when I get back? I couldn't afford all that.
所以我就说，那如果我回来以后他不给我钱怎么办？我可付不起那么多钱。
So there are two kinds of Christian servants. There are those who truly believe, and those who only say they believe, they don't really believe.
因为有两类的基督徒，有些基督徒呢，他们是真的相信；另一类的基督徒呢，他们说他相信，但是却不是真的相信。
So these disciples would not have gone on this preaching journey if they did not really believe that the Lord Jesus would help them every day, just as God helped the Lord Jesus every day when they were with him.
所以这些门徒们呢，如果他们不相信主耶稣基督呢，在他们出去的时候呢，能够帮助他，就像神每天呢都帮助主耶稣基督那样去帮助他，他们就不会去。
Well, that's good theory, and it happens to many people. So the question is, how should Christian missionaries work today?
这个呢，就是是一个很好的理论，但是呢，就是说是因为在某些在很多人身上发生过。那么说，现在问题是那些宣教士们，他们应该怎样去出去宣教呢？
And the answer is they should go the same way. They should go not knowing where the money is going to come from to get them there and what they're going to do when they do get there.
这个里面，他们应该以这样一个同样的方式去做，因为他们不应该去担心呢，他们的钱从哪里来。第二个呢，也不要担心呢，当他们到达那里的时候，他们会怎么办？
So there was a man who came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel when I was a boy.
一到我还是个小男孩的时候呢，一个人呢，来到我们第十六届福音教会。
He said, I want to be a missionary in Japan.
他说：“我想到日本去做宣教士。
And so he said, I'm going to go to Japan. He went down to the office to buy some tickets to go to Japan.
”他说：“呢，我现在呢，我想去日本，所以他就去那个旅行社呢，买了一张机票出去日本。
He said, they said to him, you're going to have to pay so much. He said, I don't have that much. I'll just pay a down payment, please.
他说呢，就是说是啊，你们必须，他说你要买票，你必须付这么多钱。他说呢，我没有这么多的钱，我想付个定金，怎么样？
They said to him, how are you going to get to Japan if you don't have enough money to pay now? Oh, he said, the Lord will provide the money for me.
因为他们就问他说呢，那么你现在都没有钱，你到了日本怎么办？他就告诉他们说呢，啊，主会给我供应的。
And so when the time came for the full payment, the Lord had provided him enough money and he paid the money for the ticket.
所以呢，当他需要这个时间呢，把那个机票的全票价付清的时候呢，主呢供应的那个钱，所以他呢买了那张机票。
The problem was that the boat sailed from Seattle rather than from Vancouver.
所以呢，就是说是问题是呢，那个船呢是从西雅图开，而不是从温哥华开。
So he had to get to Seattle.
你得必须先到西雅图。
But he didn't have enough money for bus tickets or train tickets.
但是他并没有足够的钱呢，买那个公交车或者说是火车票去到那里。
But one of the men in the assembly said to him a few days earlier, he said, Listen, I will drive you to Seattle.
其中一个人说呢，就是说我会开车送你到西雅图去。
So he got to Seattle, and that was wonderful.
应该说到了西雅图，这是非常好的。
But there were certain expenses that he was going to have to pay when he was on the ship, and he didn't have enough money for that.
比如说他上船以后呢，上船以后呢，他在船上有一些花销，但是他也没有钱在船上使用。
So the man who drove him to Seattle without being asked, he handed him some money. He said, You might need this.
所以呢，就是那个就是开车送他去的那个人呢，他并没有找他要钱，但是那个开车送他去的人说呢，这些钱你拿着，也有可能用得着。
So that meant that he had enough money to get to Japan. My question is, how did he survive when he got to Japan?
所以这个人呢，有了足够的钱去到日本，那么什么我的问题是，他到了日本以后怎么生存呢？
And the Lord provided for him same way as he had provided all along.
地主呢，以他在路上一路上供应给他的同样的方式，在日本呢也供应了他。
Well, that story impresses me because it's not a story from the Bible like Luke chapter 9. It's a story from my life, and it's a story that says men of God today do exactly the same thing.
这个故事呢，让我印象非常的深刻。这个故事呢，它不是从圣经里来的，但是从呢我的人生里，十六届福音教会里来的。所以呢，这个告诉我们，当今呢，我们出去传道也要以那个圣经里的出去传道的方式一样的出去。
Why is that God's plan?
为什么这是神的计划呢？
So that God's servants pray and rely on him all the time, and they rely on him only.
这个呢，就是说是神的仆人呢，可以一直向他祷告，并且呢信靠他，并且呢只信靠他。
Among other things, that keeps the men of God in the fear of the Lord.
所以呢，除了其他事情以外呢，这些呢都是啊，让那些敬虔的人呢敬畏神。
That helps keep them holy.
这个也可以帮助他们保持圣洁。
That keeps them very humble.
这也可以让他们保持谦卑。
It's a marvelous principle. It's just very hard.
其实是一个非常奇妙的原则，只是说是非常的艰难。
Consequently, people who know the Lord would not go into Christian work if they did this. If they didn't know the Lord, if they didn't truly depend on Him, they would never go that route.
所以这个里面的结果是呢，就是说是，如果这些基督徒们他们不是真的完全信靠神呢，他们就不会出去做那样的工作，他们也永远的不会出去踏上旅途。
Now, most Christian organizations today don't do that.
所以大多数呢，基督徒的组织呢，今天呢，不照那样去做。
Most people who work for the Lord are on a salary.
所以大多数人呢，就是说是为主工作呢，他们拿年薪。
And many people who say they're in the Lord's work will leave one work to go to another work because it pays more.
所以呢，有些人呢，就是说是他们去做主的工作，他们经常换工作，从这个工作换到那个工作，因为那个工作工资比较高。
But the Lord says, no, if you're going to work for me, you trust me, and I will lead you every day, and I'll lead you moment by moment. And when you get up in the morning, you might have not have enough money for breakfast or to do what has to be done during the day. You won't have any guarantee other than the promises of God that you read in the Bible.
因为呢，就是说那个主说呢，但是主却说呢，你要为我工作的话呢，我会每天带领你，或者每时每刻带领你。那么说呢，你早上起来呢，也许你都没有钱买早餐吃，或者也许呢，你这一天你要去做的工作，你都没有钱去做。所以呢，主说呢，我会供应你，我会每天带领你，我会每一刻带领你，这样呢，你就会信靠我。
Now, almost all the preachers who come to 16th, who are full-time servants of the Lord, almost all the missionaries that we support operate on this very same principle. We supply them with money sometimes, we don't always, and we do not tell them what we're going to give them. We say, you come and you preach, and we may give you something and we may not.
所以基本上呢，就是说所有的来到我们第16届福音教会来讲道的，我从我们第16届福音教会我们支持的那些宣教士们，我们呢并不是说是事先呢有去告诉他们，就是要给他们多少钱。我们呢就是当然呢，我们就会给他们一些钱。给什么钱呢？我们就跟他们说呢，你们来到我们这里讲道，讲到呢我们不提前告诉他。 他来讲到能拿多少钱，但是我们说呢，你讲完道，我们也许给你一点钱，也许不给。
So they end up being reliant, dependent upon the Lord, not upon us. Praise the Lord. That's God's plan.
所以咱们最终呢，都是信靠神，而不是信靠我们。16届福音教会，感谢赞美主，这就是神的方式。
So what was the result?
那么结果是什么？
Well, verse 6, they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere.
第6节说，他们就出去走遍各乡镇，传讲福音，到处治病。
And so verse 7 now says, Herod the Tetrarch heard of what was done by Jesus, and he was perplexed because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead.
第七节呢，就是说是分封的王希律听见耶稣所做的一些事就很困惑，因为有人说是约翰从死里复活。
Interesting that many people believe that the work of the Lord Jesus was the work that he was a prophet of God, but a prophet healed, raised, risen from the dead because he was so great, he was greater even than these all great Old Testament prophets.
对这个非常有意思的是呢，他们有些人呢认为呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他是一位先知，那是一位先知呢，他呢能够治病，他也能让死人从死里复活，他是这样一个先知，因为他做的这些事儿，他甚至比那个旧约里的所有的先知都伟大。
So verse 8 says, and by some believe that Elijah had appeared, and others that one of the old prophets had risen from the dead.
巴结说，又有人说是以利亚显现，还有人说是古时的一个先知又复活了。
Why would they think that Elijah had appeared?
为什么认为以利亚出现了呢？
Well, the book of Malachi. As a matter of fact, the last few verses of the Old Testament say that Elijah is going to come back again.
因为就是说是马拉基书在最后的几节里呢，告诉我们呢，就是说是以利亚会再来。
So this probably gave some of them the encouragement to think that maybe Elijah had risen from the dead.
所以这里呢，这呢有可能给某些人的一些鼓励，他们认为呢，有可能是以利亚从死里复活了。
But the Lord Jesus didn't do the kinds of miracles that Elijah did.
但主耶稣基督呢，他并没去做那以利亚做的那一类的神迹。
You remember that Elijah had slain the 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, but the Lord Jesus never killed people. He raised people from the dead. He gave them health and help. But he didn't kill people.
所以呢，你们大家都记得那以利亚呢，就杀了巴利的450位先知。那么说呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他乃是治愈所有的人的，他从来没有杀过任何一个人。
So some people said, well, maybe it's somebody else he raised from the dead.
所以有些人说呢，有可能是其他的某个人呢，从死里复活了。
All right. That's what they did.
也就是他们所做的。
Better go back to verse 9. Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? Maybe John has come back from the dead. I don't know. But he concludes verse 9 by saying, and he sought to see him.
在这个里面呢，我们也要读一下第九节。第九节说：“心里说，约翰我已经斩了。但这个人是谁呢？我竟听见他说他这样的事儿呢，我就想要见他。
Now, very strange, he sought to see him.
”在这个里面非常奇怪，他想要见他。
If you had killed John the Baptist,
如果你杀了施洗约翰，
and if you had decided that if you had killed him and you had heard that he might have risen from the dead, would you have wanted to go to see him?
如果你把施洗约翰杀了，你听见呢，他从死里复活了，你想要去见他吗？
And I think I probably would have said no. I think if I went to see him, he would probably say to me, "Why did you kill me?"
所以呢，如果是我的话，我说了我不想去见他，因为如果我见到他以后呢，他有可能问我，你为什么要杀我呢？
I think that if the man that I had killed rose from the dead, I'd want to run away so he couldn't find me.
所以呢，就是我认为呢，如果一个被我杀了的人从死里复活了，我要逃跑，这样呢，他就找不到我。
But you see, Herod wasn't thinking very clearly. He was such a sinner that his mind had been somewhat polluted. He didn't think clearly.
所以你认为呢？就是说是，这个希律王呢，希律王他是这样一个罪人，罪人呢，他的大脑子出了问题，因为呢，就是说是他的罪让他的脑子影响了他的脑子，所以他呢，他的脑子出了问题，想不清楚事情。
All right, so now verse 10 says, the apostles, when they had returned, told Jesus all that they had done.
第十节说，那使他们回来，将他们所做的事儿都告诉耶稣。
Was this a successful journey for those 12 disciples?
对这些12个门徒来说呢，是非常成功的那个旅程吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did some of them starve to death along the way?
所以呢，他们就是中间有没有人呢，在路上饿死了？
No.
没有。
Did some of them freeze to death because they couldn't get a place to sleep?
他们有没有人被冻死呢？因为他们找不到地方睡觉了，
No.
也没有。
The plan. Though different in economics from our perspective, the plan worked because God looked after each one each day in every detail.
所以从经济的角度说呢，那么神呢，他呢照顾每个人每一个细节。
So he, they were all encouraged in their service for the Lord.
所以他们在服侍主的过程中呢，都得到了鼓舞。
And then, after all their labors, verse 10 goes on to say, and he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. So he took them to give them a bit of a rest.
所以这个里面就是说是在第10节继续告诉我们，当他们把所做的事告诉耶稣以后，耶稣就带着他们私下离开那里，往一座城附近的野地去。那城名叫伯塞大，他让他们到那里来休整一会儿。
Do you think that sometime serving the Lord is a heavy job and you get tired?
你认为就有时候呢，你服侍主呢是一个非常的繁重的工作，你会累了。
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
And many of the men of God, both in the Bible and today, you will find they're hard workers.
所以那些很多人呢，就是说你在圣经里能够找到的，或者说今天你也能够找到，他们的工作呢都非常努力。
And so the Lord Jesus gave them a rest.
对主耶稣的那次给他们休息。
Verse 11 says, but when the multitudes knew it, that is that they had gone to this desert place outside of Bethsaida, when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing.
第11节说，众人知道了，就跟着他。耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神的国，医治那些需要医治的人。
So they went aside for a rest, and when they got there, they found there was more work.
所以他们呢，找了个地方呢，想休整一下。但是当他们到那里时候呢，发现还有更多的工作要做。
When does the Christian get most of his rest?
所以基督徒在什么时候得到他最多的休息呢？
When he gets to heaven.
当他去了天堂以后，
What happens in the meantime?
那么现在怎么办？
Well, in the meantime, he gets extra provision, extra strength to work extra hard.
所以现在呢，他们呢就得到了那个额外的力量，得到了额外的这样的信心，得到额外的工作努力。
Verse 12 then says, When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provisions, for we are in a deserted place here.
第12节说，那日将近，12个门徒来对他说：“请叫众人散开，他们好往四围乡镇去借宿找吃的，因为我们这里是野地。
He said unto them, You give them something to eat.
那就是耶稣对他们说呢，你们给他们吃吧。
And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish unless we go and buy food for all these people, for there were about 5,000 men there. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50.
16里面的13节的后半部分说呢，他们说呢，我们不过有5个饼2条鱼，若不去为这些人买食物就不够。第14节，因为他们约有5000人，耶稣对他的门徒们说，叫他们每50个人一排坐下。
So again, very strange. There are about 5,000 men and women and children in addition to that.
你这个呢，再一次呢，非常的奇怪，因为呢，这里呢，就是说是他们有5000个男性，那么说呢，加上妇女儿童呢，应该有更多。
They've got 5 loaves and 2 fish for 5,000 plus people.
所以他们就说是只有5个饼2条鱼，这是所有的食物要给5000多人去吃。
And the Lord Jesus said to them, you go make these people sit down in groups of 50.
所以主耶稣都对他的门徒们说呢，你去让这些人呢，50个人一组坐下。
Did they know what was going to happen?
他们知道将要发生什么吗？
They didn't know.
他们不知道。
Jesus said to them, you go tell them to sit down in groups of 50.
所以呢，主耶稣就在告诉他们说，你们去让他们呢，50个人一组坐下。
So they went out into the crowd, the 5,000, and they said, 50, 50, sort yourself into groups of 50, 100 groups of 50 around here. And they said, why?
所以这个里面呢，他们的门徒们就去那走进人群，说呢，你们这里50个人坐这里，50个人坐那里，50个人坐那里，所以100组50个人坐这里。他们就想为什么？他们就会问说为什么呢？
And the disciples probably said, we're not sure, but this is what Jesus wants us to do.
所以呢，他们呢，门徒们应该这样说，我们不是很确定。他们说呢，我们也不知道，这就是主耶稣基督要你们所做的。
And amazingly, the 5,000 people did sit down, 100 groups of 50.
因为非常的神奇的是呢，这5000多人呢真的坐下了，而且50人一组100组。
So verse 15 says, and they did so and made them all sit down. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude.
15节说呢，门徒们就如此行，叫众人都坐下。耶稣呢，拿着这5个饼、2条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开，递给门徒们，摆在众人面前。
So these men had come for a rest, and the job they got when they got there was to each of them had.
所以这些人呢，到这里来是休息休整的，但是呢，他们呢到了那里以后呢，就每个人呢都必须工作，每个人都有一份工作。
Well, each of them had 8 or 9 different groups of 50 to care for.
因为最少呢有就是说是一个人呢有8到9个小组，他们要去照顾。
Now, when you go to a restaurant, you don't find that each server in the restaurant looks after how many? 800 people, 900 people.
那你去餐馆的时候，那你不总是会看到一个，就是说是服务员，他会去服务800、900个人。
They must have been working pretty hard that day.
所以他们那天呢，应该工作得非常辛苦。
They had to carry food for 5,000 people divided by 12 would be 850 people each, more or less, probably more.
因为他们就是说是要去照顾的，那么12个门徒要照顾的人呢，就是说一共5000除以12，所以他们每个人呢，就是要照顾的远远要超过900人。
Oh, good for that. You admire these disciples, don't you?
因为他们都是好样的，你会尊重这些门徒们，是不是呢？
Verse 16. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. We've read that. Verse 17. So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them.
第16节说呢，他拿着5饼2条鱼祝福了。17节说他们就吃，并且都吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收集起来，装满了12个篮子。
So, how many were the disciples?
你这里有多少门徒呢？
12.
12个。
And how many were the baskets left over?
那剩下多少个篮子？
12.
12个，
So, that's basically one basket for each of the 12 disciples.
所以这个基本上呢来说呢，每一个那个门徒呢都有一个篮子。
So, do you think they had enough for supper?
你认为他们晚上还有吃的吗？
Yep, they all had enough for supper.
当然，他们晚上都还有吃
They
的。
might have even had something left over for breakfast.
他们有可能那还有剩下的食物，第二天早上吃。
That's the way God does His work.
所以神的方式就是神的做工的方式。
Now, just welcome to Shirley. And others, I should have mentioned to you earlier where we're studying. We're in Luke chapter 9, and we're going to start studying now at verse 18. Welcome to all of you who joined a little bit later.
所以呢，就是欢迎仙儿的，还有其他的刚刚加入我们的人。所以我应该早点告诉大家，告诉大家就是我们现在在学习那个路加福音第九章，然后在现在17节。
Verse 18 says, And it happened as he was alone praying that his disciples joined him, and he asked them, saying, What, who do the crowd say that I am?
18节，耶稣独自祷告的时候，门徒们也同他在那里。他问他们说：“人们说我是谁
So they answered and said, Some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah. Others say that one of the old prophets has risen again.
？”第19节，他们回答说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，还有人说是古代的一个先知又活了。”
So we read earlier about what Herod thought and some others, but now they're saying that the same thoughts are with most of the people. They're saying, John the Baptist rose from the dead, Elijah rose from the dead, or one of the Old Testament prophets has risen from the dead.
所以这个里面呢，前面呢，我们读到呢，就是说是希律王呢，他当时和其他人有这样的想法，但是我们在这里读到呢，那其他人也是有这样的想法，他们认为呢，就施洗约翰、以利亚，还有古代的一个先知又复活了。
It's interesting. None of them said, You're an ordinary man.
这边呢，有意思是，没有一个人说呢，他只是个普通人。
None of them said, You're like Elijah or John the Baptist or one of the old prophets. They say, You're a miraculous man. Surely some of the old prophets have risen from the dead. Jesus was not perceived as being an ordinary man, a good man, or even like the great prophets. He was more than the great prophets.
因为他们也没有说呢，他主耶稣呢像那个也是许约翰像以利亚像古代的先知，所以呢就是说是他没有任何一个人他们这么去认为，因为他们都知道呢主耶稣基督呢他呢不是一个普通的人，而且呢也通过主耶稣基督所行的神事，但是他们呢也是知道呢他们就是说是也不是说是像以利亚像那个是许约翰像古代先知他。他是比那些古代的先知们，以利亚、施洗约翰更大的、更伟大的一个先知。
The same is true today, isn't it?
今天也是一样的，是不是？
People say Jesus was more than an ordinary man. There's never been any man that can compare with him. He is more than any other man who ever lived.
所以呢，很多人说呢，主耶稣呢，他是远远的超过一个普通的人，有史以来他超过的，他不是一个普通的人，他远远超过了普通的人。
It's interesting that even the non-Christians agreed to that in the days of the Lord Jesus and today.
非常有意思的，在主耶稣基督那个年代，非基督徒和当今的非基督徒呢，都同意这一点。Even
those that hated him, like Herod, they also agreed he was greater than any man.
就是你们就算那些恨他的人，就像希律王，同样呢也同意他远远比一个人更加伟大。So
verse 20 now says, Jesus said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, You are the Christ of God.
第20节呢，耶稣对他们说：“你们说我是谁呢？”彼得回答说：“是神的基督。”
Now, that's a very logical conclusion.
这是一个非常的有逻辑的结论。
The Old Testament prophecies were full of the prophecies related to the coming of the Christ, the Messiah.
在旧约里呢，充满了，就是说是那个弥赛亚的到来的预言。
He had fulfilled the requirements of it. That was the proper conclusion.
所以呢，他呢就是实现了所有的那些对那个弥赛亚的要求，所以呢，这是一个非常的正当的结论。
Now verse 21 says, And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one.
第21节呢，耶稣严严地嘱咐他们，吩咐不可将这事告诉人。
It's very strange. We would think that he would have said to them, Go tell everyone.
这个非常奇怪，我们认为呢，他会对他的门徒们说呢，出去告诉所有的人。
But there was a prophetic and a reasoned structure, if you like, plan according to or relating to his becoming known in the world.
但是呢，这里有一个预言方面的，或者说有一个结构方面的。如果你要这么想的话呢，就是有这样一个计划，让他在什么时候让这个世人认识他。So
there was a time, and there was a time when truth should come out. Not all truth came out at the same time.
所以呢，就是说是那个真理出现的时候呢，它有一个时间表，那么并不是说是所有真理都在同一时间同时出现。And
I believe that the Lord Jesus basically was saying, don't tell everybody that conclusion. Let's wait until there's more evidence for that conclusion.
所以呢，我认为主耶稣跟他们说呢，就不要去告诉任何人，你们得出这样的结论。那么说呢，等一等，等有更多的证据支持这个结论的时候，再告诉其他的人。
So the first responsibility of the disciples was to give the evidence, and then after that, they could reach the conclusion.
所以呢，首先呢，就是说是那些门徒们的职责呢，是给出证据。给出证据以后呢，最后呢，他们才能得出结论。
Now, by the grace of God, in our day, all the evidence has been given. The Bible is complete.
就是神的恩典呢，在我们当今的时代呢，所有的证据已经给出来了，圣经已经完成了。
But the revelation was not complete then, so the Lord said, Don't tell people that now.
那在那个时候呢，那个启示呢还没有完完全全启示出来，所以呢，主耶稣基督告诉他们不要去告诉任何人现在。
And the reason verse 22 in part is saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
这个部分原因在第二十二节。第二十二节又说呢，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士去节，并且被杀，第三日复活。
If they had gone out and told everybody that Jesus was the Christ, they would not have understood the fact that Jesus had to suffer and die and then rise the third day. They couldn't have understood that then. So the Lord says, don't tell them now.
如果他们出去呢，去告诉别人呢，他是基督的话呢，那么其他人呢，就是说呢，他们就不会理解为什么基督要受这么多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士气绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。所以主告诉他们说，现在不要出去告诉任何人。
Now, this was a big problem. It was a big problem for the disciples. It was a big problem for the religious leaders. It was a big problem for the entire Jewish society. Why would the Christ have to suffer?
所以这个里面就是说是这是一个就是非常大的问题，对他的门徒们呢来说呢是一个问题，对那些宗教人士来说呢也是个问题，对那些所有的整个的犹太社区呢都是一个问题。他们说呢，为什么基督呢要受苦呢？
Now, there were many Old Testament passages that suggested that the Lord Jesus would have to suffer, but the common way of understanding that was that that well, I guess I'm not sure that there was a common way of understanding it. They just didn't believe that the Lord Jesus would have to suffer.
因为他说呢，就是他们呢，就是说是不会去相信主耶稣基督呢，就是他们的弥赛亚必须要受苦。
So, they had lots of confusion at this point. Even the disciples had lots of confusion at this point.
因为他们就是说是在这个时候呢，感到非常的混乱，就算呢，他的门徒们呢，也感觉非常的混乱。
But there was a parallel principle that they had to learn.
但是有一个呢，明显的那个原则，他们必须要学习。
Just as the Lord Jesus had to suffer and then rise again in glory, so the Christian has to suffer and rise again.
就像主耶稣基督呢，必须受苦，并且呢复活，进入荣耀一样，基督徒呢也必须受苦，然后进入荣耀。
So verse 23 now begins to address this apparent paradox. He says, Verse 23, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
第二十三节说，耶稣又对他们说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So the Lord Jesus' life had to be one of suffering, followed by glory. So the life of the Christian is to be one of self-denial, followed by blessing in the afterlife.
在这个里面呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢，必须呢，就是受苦，然后呢，进入荣耀。那么说呢，我们基督徒呢也是一样，我们首先要那个否认自己，当舍己，然后呢，跟从主，然后在我们永生里的赐福会降临。
So verse 9 says, For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
第二十四节说呢，因为凡要救自己生命的，必失去生命；凡为我失去生命的，必救了生命。
And verse 25, For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And he himself is destroyed.
这个里面的第二十五节说，人若赚得全世界，却失去了自己，被弃绝，有什么益处呢？
So what you've got here is this this great difficulty. The Lord is saying to them, you trust me and you're going to be like me. You'll be like me in that you go through life doing good, doing what is right. But at the end, you'll find a loss, and the loss will be rewarded in eternity.
意思就是呢，在这个困难的时候，对他们说呢，你呢，我会带领你们，你们要跟从我，跟从我呢，就像我一样呢，就是也要去受苦，受苦了最后呢，要吃受难。那么说呢，如果说你们跟从我，跟从我呢，在将来永恒的时候呢，我会奖赏你们的。
So in a sense, what you have here is the presentation of two unexpected, from their perspective, two unexpected conclusions.
所以呢，从他们这些门徒们的观点来看呢，在这个时候呢，他们呢就是完完全全没有想到的两个就是结果。
Number one, Jesus is going to have to suffer and rise again.
第一个呢，主耶稣基督呢必须受苦，然后复活。
Number two, the Christian, because he believes in Jesus, is going to have to say, whatever I do for him will be gain, and consequently, they will lose things in this life in order to gain in the future life, in the eternal life.
第二个呢，就是基督徒呢，任何相信主耶稣基督的徒呢，必须呢，就理解，就是说，在这今生呢，不管他们为主做了什么样的事情，都是一个赚得的来的。但是呢，在今生呢，他们会失去一些东西，这些东西呢，但是在永生里呢，他们又会获得奖赏。
And so I think that the disciples and the others stumbled at this because they couldn't understand why Jesus had to die, and they couldn't understand why, if they followed Jesus, they would have to suffer.
其实里面，我认为当时的门徒们呢，在这个点上呢被绊倒了。他们理解不了为什么主耶稣基督呢必须呢受苦，然后复活。如果呢他们也理解不了，他们为什么他们就是跟从主耶稣基督必须在今生呢受苦。
Now he goes along to explain in verse 26, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him, the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels.
第二十六节说呢，凡把我和我的话当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里，并天父与众圣天使的荣耀里来到的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So here's the great test. Are we going to believe the Lord Jesus who goes to a cross and dies? Or are we going to say, no, if he were God, he would never go through that?
所以这个里面呢，就是一个试验。试验的话呢，就是说是我们的，如果主耶稣基督呢，就是说是他怎么能够就是说非要受苦，然后呢，就是复活呢？如果他是神呢，他就不应该去受苦，不应该去死。
But of course, the question is, if in fact Jesus dies and rises again, will it be real on the other side? What will he get on the other side? And if we as Christians follow him with a life of committed service, what will we get on the other side? Is the kingdom of heaven real?
现在呢，就是说现在的问题呢，就是说，如果主耶稣基督呢，他为我们受苦，为我们而死，然后复活了，去到了那边，那边，那么那边到底是什么样子呢？就是说，我们如果说是跟从主耶稣基督，跟从主耶稣基督，我们也受苦，受苦，将来我们复活了，也要去到那边，那边什么样子了呢？那个神的国，它是真实的吗？
Then he says, verse 27, I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God.
然后第二七节呢，他继续说呢，主说呢，我实在的告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味以前，必看见神的国。
How did they know that the kingdom of God was real?
他们怎么知道神的国是真实的？
Well, they knew Jesus was real. They'd followed his miracles. They'd heard his words. They knew he was outstanding. They knew he was more than a prophet. They knew he was more than a prophet risen from the dead. They knew that he was the Christ.
所以呢，他们们他们知道主耶稣基督是真实的，他们跟从主耶稣基督，他们看见了主耶稣基督所行的神迹，看到主耶稣基督所做的一切，所以呢，他们知道，知道呢，就是说是他远远超过普通人，远远超过最伟大的先知，他们知道他是基督。
But there were not a lot of things they didn't fully understand, and I don't think they understood this, that they were going to have to be like the Lord Jesus and follow him often in circumstances that were difficult.
因为呢，这里有很多事情呢，他们并不能完全去理解。我认为门徒们呢，他们有一条他们能够理解的，就是说呢，如果他们继续跟从着主耶稣基督呢，他们的人生呢会遇到很多的困难。
And so in verse 27, you have a promise that there are some who are going to see the kingdom of God.
其实在第二季节里有这样一个应许，因为有些人呢可以见神的国。And
this would be an amazingly powerful evidence that what Jesus is talking about is true.
所以这个里面呢，就是一个非常有力量的这样的一个证据，来证明主耶稣基督所说的话是真实的。Now,
Luke has put this story in up to verse 27 because he's going to show the proof of the kingdom of God that the Lord showed. And we're going to pick up that in 28, but our time is gone. So next week, by the grace of God, we're going to look at the evidence that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples that the kingdom of God is real.
这个路加福音呢，路加他在路加福音里，他稍后要给我们一些证据，就是主耶稣基督要给他们显示一些证据呢，就是说是关于神的国的。那么说这第28节开始，但是呢，我们今天的时间到了，今天时间到了，所以呢没有时间。下个星期六呢，大家来，我们一起看呢，从28节来看主耶稣基督给他们证显示一些神的国的证据。
All right, so Amir has a question as we wind up.
所以，那我们结束的时候，阿米尔可能有问题。
Okay, I ask a small question, but maybe it's conclusion. But I see, and in verse 1 in Luke chapter 9, verse 1, we read about the authority over all demons.
Yes, okay.
Yes. And we also read before in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. In the end of verse, they spoke of the devil and his angels.
Yes.
So I think demons are angels who rebelled against God along with Satan. Is it correct?
That's probably the case, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the demons came from. They are fallen angels and they served the devil rather than God.
Oh, so demons are under Satan authority and they caused the sickness to the peoples. Is it
Well,
correct?
sickness is not necessarily of demonic origin. Sickness is the result of sin as well, but not necessarily demonic. So the devils don't have the ability to give you diphtheria.
Sorry,
Ryan.
路加福音第9章第1节，你讲到了呢，是赐给他们，就是说是管。 超过魔鬼的这样的一些权利。那么说是他的门徒们，他同样的说，在25章里，马太福音25章第41节里说呢，最后一部分说进入那位魔鬼和他的天使所预备的永河里去的。他的问题是，这些魔鬼和那些天使呢，他们这就是魔鬼的天使、邪灵、邪恶天使、堕落天使，他们是不是要最终要进到永河里去？那个就是说是。Harold 的意思说是的，那就是他们要去的地方，为他们预备的。那么阿米尔同样说呢，因为治病的权利，那么说呢，他说治病是不是魔鬼引起你的病？他说并不是这样的。通常呢，我们的疾病并不是说是因为魔鬼引起的，有可能是因为你们的罪，就是我们的罪，但是呢，并不是说是魔鬼能够让你获得疾病。
Sorry for that long translation, Roy.
That's fine.
All right,
Thank you so
let's
much.
have some prayer and then we'll see you next week, Lord willing.
对，那我们现在做个祷告，然后下个星期呢，我们再见，主日聚会。
Lord, we've learned a lot of things, kind of difficult this evening. We pray that you'll help our understanding.
对，主啊，今天晚上呢，我们学到了很多的东西，有些东西呢非常的难，所以我们祷告，求您呢帮助我们去理解。
Lord, it was difficult for the people in the days of the Lord Jesus to put all this information together.
最主要就是说是对那个在主耶稣基督那个年代的人呢，对他们来说很难把这些的都想在一起。
And it's difficult for us as well.
对，同样对我们来说也是比较难的。
But we're thankful that you authorized men, these 12 disciples, to go and preach in such a wonderful way.
所以我们非常感恩的是呢，您呢赐给这些12个门徒这样的权柄，让他们出去以一种奇妙的方式去传道。
And we're thankful that you healed, that you fed the 5,000 in such a miraculous way.
我们感谢您呢，就是喂饱了就是5000人以这种奇妙的方式。
And so each of us sit back and say, Lord, you were doing great things then in their lives. Would you do great things in our lives too, please?
因为我们每个人坐下来一想，就说您呢，曾经在他们身上呢，行了如此伟大的事情，求您呢，也在我们的人生里行这样的伟大的事。
And we thank you for all the good food you give us.
我们感谢您呢，赐给我们所有的美食。
But we thank you for being patient enough with us to teach your truth to us, and you've been doing that this evening.
所以呢，也感谢您呢，有如此的耐心，把您的真理呢教导给我们。您今天晚上就是这么做的。
And so, Lord, may we be like these 12 disciples, and may we take the truth of Jesus going as we go, looking only to you for our help and our provision.
所以主啊，愿我们像这12个门徒一样，那就是说是，拿起神的真理出去，就是说是传讲我们的主耶稣基督，在我们的一路上呢，都依靠您对我们的供应。
Keep us a praying people, we pray.
所以呢，让我们成为祷告的人，我们祷告。
And we give thanks now for all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们为这所有的一切呢，献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us. We're looking forward to his continuing blessing.